After the Eagles lost a heartbreaker to the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday, there were people all over the region who felt like Seamus Clancy.
That sucked. That really, really, really sucked.
Yeah. Clancy's the kind of fan who lives and dies with the team. He does that living and dying very publicly on his podcast and in tweets sent to more than 17,000 followers. That following isn't based on his ability to drum up controversy or break down X's and O's. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt tells us it's because he's tapped into a different kind of fandom.
Seamus Clancy is a South Philadelphia lifer, the kind who tells his bio through cross streets. He grew up in Girard Estates.
20th and Rittner.
Went to Catholic school around the corner.
St. Monica's, which is at 16th and Schunk.
And his dad worked for years at the nearby PES oil refinery.
Over on 24th-ish and past Schunk that has now shut down.
Clancy was a smart, shy kid who climbed his way to the University of Pennsylvania. He seemed destined for a big-shot sports journalism job. And then, his senior year, it all came crashing down.
And I was either couldn't get out of bed, depressed, just sleeping all day, or I was out running around, screaming, partying, you know, being stupid college guy.
Clancy was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He took a medical leave of absence from Penn and moved back with his parents. During the day, he worked construction at the old Divine Lorraine Hotel in North Philly.
I always say that my life is sort of a mix of Rocky and Good Will Hunting. That was my Good Will Hunting stage of this once bright student who is now working as a construction worker because he completely messed up his life.
And like the lead character in Silver Linings Playbook, his life raft amid the turmoil was his beloved Philadelphia Eagles. They started the 2016 season 3-0 behind a rookie quarterback named Carson.
Wentz stays on his feet, gets it off, and it's a touchdown.
I really didn't have anything going for me in my life. But, you know, every Sunday, 3 hours, that was my time to relax and be part of something bigger than myself and be a kid again and watch, you know, Carson Wentz run around and try to lead the Eagles to victory.
On a whim, Clancy decided to write it all down. He sent an essay to a popular Eagles blog about his year from hell and the team that helped him get through it.
I think the title is How Carson Wentz Helped Me With My Clinical Depression.
At the time, Clancy had a modest 2,000 or 3,000 followers on Twitter. Today, he has more than 17,000. That's not all because of one blog post. He's also funny and makes lots of quirky cultural references. But
I think my brand kind of traces its roots back to that day.
Clancy is emotionally vulnerable about his sports fandom. It's the essence of his online voice.
I love this team. I love this team so much. It means everything to me.
His new podcast features post-game rants that sound a lot more like confessionals.
My relationship with my dad is based on this connection we have with this team. My friends, whether it be Big Mike or Joe Anzer or Enzo, Bobby Queechy.
In the chest-thumping world of sports, this kind of identity might seem out of place, or at least unlikely to draw a large audience. But Clancy's success is proof that fandom is a lot more complicated than the stereotypes. In the internet age, these fan subcultures can flourish in new ways, says Noah Cohan, who studies sports fandom at Washington University in St. Louis.
There are other fans with quirky ideas or different barometers for measuring what it is they want out of sports, and suddenly you can find them and they can find you.
There's this notion that super-duper sports fans are unhinged, the kind of people who brawl in parking lots and climb greased poles all over a game. But some psychological research suggests the opposite. Super fans are more mentally resilient. They have a sense of community. Cohen says for a lot of folks, fandom is actually a bridge back to society.
There are ways in which fandom can really help people who need a little something in their life to sort of stabilize things a little bit. Right? That's not to say that sports is a cure-all, but I think if deployed correctly, it can be really beneficial.
And that's what sports have been to Seamus Clancy, an obsession that's also a kind of therapy.
I kind of give a voice to people who might have this pent-up frustration or this absolute love for this team, or I'm a part of them that they don't even sometimes realize that that's there.
Clancy ended up finishing college and getting a job as a copywriter. Now he's trying to turn that connection he has with other fans into a business. He recently started a subscription newsletter, charging people $2 a month for his cathartic take on Philly sports. In just the first week, 200 people signed up. He thinks there's a market for folks who want a different kind of sports analysis. Less rage, more reflection. Less heat, more heart. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.